Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning. How are you? This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Oh, my God. Thank you for joining us this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just exalt the Lord, yes, and bless his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Bless his most holy name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. God is good. And now who are we talking? We're talking about the Almighty God, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. The one that blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul, and man has been man ever since. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That's what we're talking about, the sovereign Lord. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Majesty on high. Yeah, the one that sits high and looks down low, yeah, at his people, his children. Oh, my God, his creation. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me. And let us exalt his most holy name. He is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We give honor to the Most High God. Yes, we do. Who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. Amen. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In him. Oh, my God, yes. In him we move and have our being. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We give honor to our Father. Yes. He's our Father, our Master, our Lord, our King, and our God. Bless his holy name. Yes, Lord. We're not confused. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, good morning again. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. We welcome you this morning, and it may be afternoon. It may be 10 years, you know, some who are familiar with me, I'll say 100 years, 50 years from now. But welcome to broadcast this segment. Hallelujah. Yes, welcome. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We are so grateful that God allowed you to tune in. Amen. 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 On our side, the light is breaking. The day is dawning. It has dawned. And the light, the sun hadn't, I don't know, it may be a little cloudy, but Verona, I can see it's not, it's bright, but the sun is not out. But we're still rejoicing. And, you know, we ask God to protect those who are walking or driving, even in some uncomfortable places, you know. We ask God to grant all traveling mercy. They may be walking. Some may be jogging, some may be riding bikes, whatever the mean of transportation, my God. We ask God to grant travel and mercy to and for and take care of their residents. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Before we pray, that was just on my heart to say that. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, stay the hand of the enemy right now. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Hallelujah. You're God and you're God all by yourself. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for granting traveling mercy for your children all over this earth. Almighty God, hallelujah. Bless your name. We know that nothing is too hard for you, nor impossible. Father, someone's car could cause them a serious problem, serious injury. Hey, cop, I said it, you'll say. Touch right now in the name of Yeshua. Yes, Lord. Touch right now. Oh, regulate it, Almighty God. Prevent the accident, Almighty God. Let them arrive at that destination safe, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Calm them down, Almighty God. Calm them down, Almighty God. You know. Oh, God, have mercy. We thank you, Father, for doing it. We thank you for protecting those in their home. Stay the hand of the enemy and the will of man, Almighty God, that is to do evil. Almighty God, turn it around. Hallelujah, where evil is in the minds, let blessing come forth, and they cannot resist it. Thank you, Lord. We glorify you. We magnify you. We bless your holy name. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. Father, we thank you. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. For allowing us to get up this morning and having you on our mind. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we give you glory. We thank you for allowing us to sleep sound, Almighty God. We thank you for sweet sleep and sufficient rest. Thank you that the body was healing itself, Almighty God, as we slept. We thank you, Father God. Now we refresh, we renewed, and we can go and be about our daily tasks in faith, knowing that you have us, that you're protecting us. Oh, my God. Everything we need, you have provided for this day. Thank you for protecting our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Father, I ask that you will allow them to have pride and dignity about themselves. Not so puffed up that they forget who they are, but enough, God, that they will guard themselves. And we ask that you help them. Help them. That they're children of the Most High God, created in the image and the likeness of you, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let them not disregard who they are. Almighty God, set a standard that no one, hallelujah, can convince them to come down. Almighty God, we thank you for protecting them, shielding them, guarding them, giving them direction, Almighty God. Oh, that inner circle and those who have their ear, let them not hear evil, let them hear good. Almighty God, we thank you for guarding their ears, their eyes. Thank you for guarding their appetite, Almighty God. Oh, give them a desire to do your will, Almighty God, to be called children of the Most High God. Oh, give them a hunger for you, God. Hallelujah. The gifts that you have given them, may they give you, hey, God, give it back to you, God. And it's all for your glory, God. May they bow down before you, God, and offer their gift to you. Hey, God, anoint them afresh and renew them. Let it not be about fame and fortune, God, but to the glory of the Most High God. Ah, glory, hallelujah. Ooh, God, touch them, hallelujah. Guard them and protect them. Shield them, Almighty God. Anything that they're doing that is not of you, give them a severe dislike for it. Oh, God, a severe dislike that it even just turned their stomach. Almighty God, breathe on them. Hallelujah, Spirit of the living God. Breathe on them. Hallelujah. Open their eyes that they may see, their ears that they may hear. Hallelujah. Touch their hearts, my God. Touch their hearts that they may obey you. Guard them, Almighty God, as they go to and fro, traveling mercy. And not only our children, your people everywhere. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. And your children, Some have been abandoned. God, you see, you didn't send them here for this. Fight for them. Secure them. We pray a covering over them. Yes, we do, God. Almighty covering. Here, God. Oh, covering over them. Gather them, Lord God. Oh, basekuriniosa. All to the right places, the right people who will speak life. Yes, Lord. Who will show love and compassion. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And anoint and empower those that you will put over them, Almighty God, with the love, the understanding, and compassion, and meet their every need. Hallelujah. Direct them. Keep them faithful. Hallelujah. Oh, touch their bodies, that they'll be healed. Their families, that they'll be satisfied and healed, Almighty God. And nobody, nothing can hurt them, Almighty God. Oh, glory. Move all attempts to make them fall into traps, Almighty God. We thank you, oh God. Make their crooked ways straight. Oh, Lord. Make every provision that is needed. Oh, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. The seniors and the innocents, provide safe places for them. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help. Let them feel your love, your protection, your kindness. God, and defend them. Almighty God, they're helpless. They have no one but you. Some of them don't even know you, God, but you know them. For you knew them before the foundation of the world. Yes, you did. Oh, God, help. You sent them here for purpose. Almighty God, we thank you. Don't let anyone do them harm. Almighty God, if they are, cease now in the name of Yeshua. Yes, Lord. Cease now. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. And remember, Lord, all the Almighty God, the trouble in this land, my God, Aubrey's mother has had to go through so much. We ask that you, we thank you for all the support that her family is getting and she's getting. But Lord, we ask that you allow justice to reign. Almighty God, we thank you. For you know the history, Almighty God. You know the history. You know what has brought us to this point, Almighty God. You've seen the tears through the years, through the centuries. Almighty God, tears, pain, Almighty God. You've seen, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We cry out for help. We cry out for righteousness. But Father, we ask you to allow us to walk in holiness and righteousness. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Knowing that you are in control. Hallelujah. You're the one that touched the heart of all concerned. And we thank you for touching their hearts, Almighty God. We thank you for remembering the President of these United States. Thank you for remembering his cabinet. May peace abide, love and understanding. They may disagree, but not be disagreeable. We ask that you give him strength, Almighty God. Keep him strong, Almighty God. Not only doing his term, but doing his life. May, if he does not know you, let him get to have a personal relationship with you and to know you, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Remember the Vice President, Almighty God, and her cabinet. Allow peace to reign. Everyone operating in their place, oh God, that we may have peace in the land. Give them favor, Almighty God. Favor with you and favor with man. More importantly, we if they're not saved, we ask that you save them. Almighty God, hallelujah. The House, the Senate, the legislative body, the judicial body. Oh, yes, Lord. Touch each and every one of them. Touch as only you can. Open blinded eyes. Almighty God, touch God. Hallelujah. For you in control of all power and all authority. And we thank you, God. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 We know that the ministers are going to give their support. But God in Brunswick, but your presence is needed, Father. Your presence. Hey, God. Oh, thank you. Your presence, Almighty God, is needed. Your presence is needed. We're not saying that they shouldn't be there, but we just ask that you be there. Almighty God, oh God, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy, God. We thank you. Have mercy. We thank you, Lord. You see and you know all things. Have mercy. And that's not the only case. God, you see it all. Oh, God, you see it all. Hallelujah. Your will be done. Unify this nation, Almighty God. One nation unto your authority. Almighty God, we thank you. Touch the hearts of the doctors. Almighty God, touch their hearts, their mind. Work through them in spite of their prejudices. Hallelujah. Work through them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Remember your pastors, your preachers, your teachers, your evangelists, your apostles, your watchmen on the wall, your intercessors, your apostles. Yes, your prophet. Yes, Lord, your missionaries, evangelists. Yes, Lord. Remember them all who are in service. And you remember your children as a whole. We thank you, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you. And we exalt you. For truly, this is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, every decision that we have to make today, we put it in your hands. And we thank you for giving us the right words and allowing us to make the right decision. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. And it is in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. We thank you and we glorify you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good. Oh, we just ask the Lord to remember everyone on our sick list. Hallelujah. I spoke with Reverend Melson last evening, and he sounds so good. He sounds so good. So glad. Oh, so glad to talk with him. And he's home now. So God is good. God is good. We'll continue to pray with him. Fridays are the days that I usually call Mother Dunlap. I hadn't spoken to her in a moment. But my desire is to have a little time and we sit down and talk on tomorrow. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Our scripture for the moment on morning. Well, dear. Come on. Excuse me. Please remember also to pray for the Cotto family, Cotto, Elder Cotto, sister, will be laid to rest in Richmond on tomorrow. Yes. Pray for them. It was such a sudden but we know it wasn't with God. He knows the time of the entrance and the time of the exit. Oh my God. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Bless your most holy name. He knows the time. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. He knows. And you know, it's so important to be determined that you're going to be about your Father's business. Yes. Genesis, the first chapter. I had asked that, and I mentioned it not too long ago. The other, I think it was Tuesday, that we, you know, we were reading Daniel, and we were, that was just our challenge, read it like we want to read it, but have our pen and pad, and if anything struck out, you know, just struck out, lighten up, or like, you got a what? Write it down. Uh-huh. The thoughts that come with it, write it down. And if it's scriptures, then write that down. And just study the book of Daniel. Uh-huh. Just study it. That would be a good a way to spend some time with the Lord too. In the beginning, God created, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Yes, Lord. And God said, let there be light. Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. The fifth day, the sixth day, the last half of the sixth day. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. How we bless your name. It's just, you know, I have gotten, you believe it or not, while I was reading, I have a few two little nuggets that came to me. One, we give, I'm not favoring nothing, I'm just using this. We have day one, day two, day three. They didn't have names, only day one, day two, day three. And, excuse me, what did they do? We know that the Hebrews and the Israelites, what they did every day pointed to the Sabbath. 7 6 days before the Sabbath, 5 days, 4 days, 3 days, and we know the Sabbath journey. Everything pointed to the Sabbath, it appeared to me. So that's interesting. And another thought that what we can do is just look and see when we really started using names for the days of the week. Where did it come from? Mm-hmm. Did God give them names other than numbers? You know, day one, day two, day three. Or did it come from someplace else? Or the reason why it was given, they were given names. That would be interesting to study. That's a good thought right there, huh? Kind of jot it down in some free time. Start just kind of researching and see what you get. Yeah. And, just start researching and see what you get. I don't like when I'm studying. I just like information. I like authors who don't mind just giving you information and not their opinions. And it's kind of hard to do without your opinion, but just give me the information. You know, when we get the information, we can pray and ask God to give us understanding and clarity, which we should do before we begin to study. Yeah. So that would be a nice little pastime to see the names of the church. And I'll tell you something else. How old is the English language? Yeah, how old is the English language? When did it come about? We probably couldn't read it, the original, huh? We can barely read from the 19th century, huh? But just see, where the English language. How old is the English language? I think I mentioned that before in a segment. Yeah. But it just came to me. So think about it. It can't hurt to know. It can't hurt. You don't have to, I mean, you know, share it if the Lord allow you to, but it may give us some understanding on some other issues, too. Yeah, that I think would be a nice little pastime with your cup of tea. A cup of coffee. It's getting chilly. So a nice quiet time, those who have a fireplace, and just do your little research and still spending time with the Lord. Huh? Yeah. Or we could find wonderful ways to spend time with the Lord. Sometimes just sitting quietly. Yeah. Or when I find nuggets, I'm going to act like, oh, Lord. I'm so dramatic, you know. Oh, Lord. Oh, this is good. This is good right here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't let me forget it. Oh, feel it in my heart. Oh, Lord. God is so good to us. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Where am I? Oh. God is good. I just tell you, I just love the Lord. Sometimes you just want to shout, ooh, my. God is holy. He's righteous. Ooh, he loves us. He loves us. He cares. He does have a standard. Yes, he does. He does have a standard. Isaiah 43:7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Verse 8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it's true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. I love this. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. I am the Lord, and besides me is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Oh my, bless his holy name. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Oh my Lord. Bless his holy name. And, you know, when we hear and when we read the scriptures, and I just like how God confirming himself. Oh, my Lord. Woo! Glory be to his name. Ah, look. Genesis show us his glory, his work, what he has done. He's clear who he is. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. That's deep right there. He said, if I send pestilence among my people. Okay. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. My Father and my God, have mercy. My Father and my God, have mercy. 2 Chronicles 36, starting at the 22nd verse. The proclamation of Cyrus. My God. Now in the year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah might be accomplished, the Lord stirred up the spirit. Write that down. The Lord stirred up the spirit of one who did not know him, never heard of him. God told what he would do. Isaiah spoke it too. Jeremiah came and said this, that it would happen. Cyrus didn't know God. No. But also in Ezekiel, God says, all souls are who? Are mine. Yes. Now in the year of Cyrus, king of Persia, my God, that the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth has the Lord God of heaven given me, and he has charged me to build him an house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? The Lord, his God, be with him and let him go up. If Jeremiah had told him what he would do, had spoken what Cyrus would do, I'm sorry. Isaiah had spoken it too. Cyrus didn't know God. Not then. It is said that Daniel told him what the prophecy about him, and that it was in their sacred scriptures. And he was surprised. God, so what am I saying with all the babbling? What are you saying? I'm saying that all souls belong to God. God bring man on earth for his purpose. God made him king, gave him the kingdom. But God had a plan for him to do a work for him. Yes, he was using him to restore Jerusalem, which he allowed Nebuchadnezzar to destroy and take his people captive because they disobeyed and disregarded. They forgot, and they worship idols. They even pass their children through the fire. Yeah. They just went astray. And in Deuteronomy, Moses told them what would happen if they did not keep the commandments of God. So much so they didn't even know where the scrolls were. They did not know. They didn't keep the Sabbath. No. So the earth, the land had to rest. And 70 years of rest. And when the appointed time, the set time for them to return, they did it. And God used Cyrus to do it. And I'm glad that he did, because today we can read it and we see that God, our God, God, and he rules in the affairs of man, that he's in authority of all rules, all powers. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, and sometimes we go through stuff and say, Lord, this didn't have to happen. You God. And we have all been there. God, what is this about? Sometimes I think it's to break down our understanding and our thinking, and to to show us that what we're thinking and what we think is our understanding is not right. That's right. Not right. We need clarity, and he's here to give it to us, and understand it, and he allow us to see that we may not just be thinking right about things. God does what he wanna, when he wanna, how he wanna, like he wanna, for his own divine purpose and will. And yes, he's faithful to us. Yes, he's with us. And I know that there are some places that seem so hard and seem like there's no way God could be here. But he says he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He sees and he knows everything. We have to remember that God is not locked in time. We are. He knows what we call the past. He knows what we call the present. And he knows what we call the future. It's all before him. It's all before him. And we think, oh, this can't happen because I'm doing this. It's not about that. It's not about that. Yeah. Well, I'm doing everything he says. Yeah, but there's still some crosses we have to bear. And sometimes we think, well, because I'm saved, I'm exempt from this, and I'm exempt, not necessarily. There have been some godly people. And just like Job, well, you can't have been all that good with all this stuff happening to you. And you begin to believe that too. Oh, yes, amen. Oh, yes, amen. Because the Bible says, you know, we go straight there, that we should have this and we should have that, you know. God. Only thing we could say, we just stay wrapped up in him. And I like to say, and yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'll fear no evil. Sure, that's one of the worst places that we could be in. So I use it in the hardest of times. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Why? But thou art with me in his presence. This is not my home. This is not your home. We're pilgrims passing through. We're ambassadors. And we should remember that and live like that. So ambassadors have to experience some things, the results from the kingdom, from being here on this earth. Mm-hmm. But God is with us. Hold on. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Even if you everything is going so well for you, I mean, I like to say, just blessing your boots. But it can be so good that it'll cause you to become stale and stagnant. Mm-hmm. Stale and stagnant. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen to you. Stay tuned. Stay connected. Stay connected. If you wouldn't want a little comfort to cause you to miss out. Just be grateful. Just be grateful. And it's good not to have to worry about bills. You can just go on and pay them. That's a blessing. Yes. So we thank God for those of you who have it like that. That's a blessing. Yes. And those who are going just minute by minute, holding their breath, just be like, God got it. God wants just to depend and trust him on everything. Say, Lord, can I just have on everything? Maybe God is trying to build your faith in him. Mm-hmm. So you have your treasures in your tent. And when Goliath comes, say, who is this uncircumcised heathen that would defile the name of the Almighty God? You're ready. And you know that you're really not fighting it. God is the one that's giving you the strength. Sling. To throw that sling or the rock in the sling. I'm just being this metal dramatic here. I guess that's what you call it. But you know what I'm saying. Yes, building your faith in God, in him. But it is in him we move and have our being. It is in him all things are perfectly fit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in him. What a blessing. Oh, God. Regardless of where we are, God is there with us. Regardless. And he's moving. And then, ironically, we can see his move. But that's not, we want everything to be perfect. And I'm just stating a fact. And we want to read Psalms 1. We'd be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit. But we forget that other part that says in his season. Uh-huh. In his season. Yeah. It has to mature. The tree must mature before it can produce fruit. Yes, it has to be nurtured. Yes. So we just remember that God loves you and he wants the best for us. And he really wants us to represent him well in the earth, to bring him glory. Yes, in the earth. So those who are in the world can begin to see. And you know something? Those who say they are Christians, and I'm just saying, I'm not knocking anyone, but they have gotten caught up in the business of in the they got caught up in the secular business. Okay. Excuse me. And you can tell it and they get offended. And we pray for them because nothing can be more important for us than to please our God. And no matter what, God requires loyalty, and he requires us to trust in him and depend on him and allow him to be our source. And sometimes that's not such an easy thing when all you have to do is do this and you have everything you need, you're in a beautiful home, all your bills are paid, people know you, you're glamorous. And I wonder what happened when you finally look in the mirror and see that all of that was for naught. It not that important at all. And we see what we're saying and just conducting ourselves, and yet that can be across the board, even those who are not popular. But there are some, they're around some people who look up to them. And we just have to begin to remember to watch our language, our attitudes. Before we know it, we have resulted back into the world. I'm just saying a lot of stuff. It's just coming out. We don't want to go back into the world. If you find yourself slipping, just run and ask God to forgive you. And he will, and cleanse us from unrighteousness. Don't get cocky. Don't get angry. Sometimes there are those of us who get so angry with the Lord for the pain that we've suffered and endured and made us go through this. We get angry. We don't want to say we're angry, but our attitude and our demeanor say we're hurt. You let me hurt like this, and I'm angry. And I feel like you have deserted me, and I'm angry. You think God doesn't know that? He knows it. And you say, oh, Lord, I can't. We just have to go to him and confess and cry unto the Lord. And he, you know, I would say, I heard, and he'll do the rest. Yeah, he'll do the rest. Oh, my God, thank you. He knows we can become overwhelmed. He tells us, the sacred scripture tells us, don't get weary in well-doing. We'll reap. But we can become overwhelmed. But we do have a God who is aware of these possibilities. And we can just, and he'll do the rest. Go to him. That's what we're going to say the rest of the week. God got it. Confess it. Tell him where you're hurting. And God will do the rest. All of that just tell you. God will do the rest, my sisters and my brothers. Tell him where it hurts. And God will do the rest. Yes, he will. And he'll give you rest. Yes, thank you, Father. You let me chatter on. And said, tell me about it. I'll do the rest if you just tell me about it. Tell me where you're hurting. I'll do the rest. You sinned against me. Confess. Repent. And I'll do the rest. You think that's good? I'll do the rest. Woo, glory. God got it. And this nation right here that we're in, you know, I've repented and cried out to the Lord for our nation. We have, you have. God got this. And it may seem, oh God, but he'll do the rest. Woo, glory. Oh my God. He sees what's going on. There are things that's going on that God got it. God, we bring the United States before you and lay it on the altar. This nation is property and its territory. Oh God. Woo. And you'll do the rest. We thank you because we truly want you to be our God. Oh, God, we don't want to be without you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We truly want to be one nation unto God. And perhaps all of this is letting us know that the enemy has been fighting this nation from its conception to keep it from doing what God has called and ordained it to do. I'm just saying maybe that's what all of this that we have seen and experienced was all about. Our Father and our God, but we confess and we know you will do the rest. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That's something. Hallelujah. God got it. It's all in his hands. We do our part. He'll do his part. He'll do the rest. He got it. My Father, my God. And we ask God to allow no persecution, whiplash, backlash, nothing to come against us as we begin to hear. And ask God to allow us to walk in what he has in our hearts to do for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. We ask God to guard us. To protect us. Yes, Lord. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Walk in the power and the authority, the love of God Almighty, your Father, your Lord, your Master, your King. Amen. With confidence that God loves you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you. And we hope to hear from you or see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. God bless.